Hey, you guys, it is Jade Hooper, Why the Hell Not Podcast. And you know what? I want to talk to you guys about network marketing because I have learned recently that there are some of my listeners that are not even in network marketing. They're not even in network marketing. They are just someone who has just stumbled upon my podcast. And so I want to take a second. I wanted to share with you guys like my story and why I love so much what I do. And I hope that, you know, if you are looking at this industry and you're just wondering if this is for you or not, that you just know that this like just so can be. This just can so be for you. And maybe if you're in this business and you just need to find somebody that you can just like wrap your, you know, dreams around them and just run because I absolutely need that person, then you can use this as inspiration for you for the things that are possible. And I just hope that this allows you to grow your dream board. I mean, truthfully. So you guys, growing up, my mom was a single mom. I haven't seen my biological father since I was 7 years old. He was a terrible person. I was a very broken child. I experienced a lot of trauma as many people do. Okay. We grew up broke. My mom was, you know, cleaning houses and working her full-time job. And she was working like another part-time job around the cleaning the houses. So she was always gone. And thankfully for my grandparents, they pretty much raised me and they bought us food and helped pay our bills. Like they helped so much. And you guys, I remember growing up when my mom tried to sell a couple different things. I remember going to some like, you know, Pampered Chef parties and like, oh my God, you guys. And that was like lit. Going to a Pampered Chef party or like a Mary Kay party and trying their like bougie luxurious stuff was just the coolest thing, knowing that we couldn't afford it, but just getting to sample and like hang out was just so, so cool. And so I watched my mom try to sell makeup and I watched her try to sell Mary Kay, and she would ask me to go around the neighborhood and hang things on people's doors for her Mary Kay open house. And, you know, I just, oh gosh, like it breaks my heart looking back because I truly didn't understand what she was trying to do. Like she didn't even tell me that she was going to do it. I was just so like out of the know. She just kept this very private, except for that one day that she was having an open house and she was trying to have me help her. And so you guys, like we were just always broke. And it affected me in the sense that I felt like I wore it like a badge on my shirt, to be completely honest with you. I just felt like, the whole world knew. And it just sucked. Like, you know, my friends who had a two-parent household, who owned their own businesses, like they were pretty like okay. I had a friend that had like a winter car and a summer car. Like, I was just the odd man out, like for sure. And so there were so many experiences that I did not get to experience because we just simply couldn't afford it. And I'm talking like even just having lunch at school, I just skipped it, you know? And so when I turned 18, I just wanted this like sense of independence where I didn't have to rely on anybody else or have anybody rely on me. I just wanted to be able to make the decisions that were going to impact me financially and like do my best so that way I know that like I was just going to take care of myself and not put myself in like embarrassing or like really sad and depressing, you know, financial situations where I thought that I was going to be able to do something better. So I met my boyfriend, who is now my husband, actually. I met him when I was 18. He was 19. We moved out. I started going to cosmetology school. I worked my butt off at school while I also worked two jobs during the day. I drove over 150 miles every single day. So I have never been someone who's been afraid of hard work. That does not scare me. When you are driven and you know exactly, like, you're just trying to do all the things so that way you can live and survive and thrive and have a good life, you're not afraid to work hard. You're just not afraid to work hard. When you have been put in positions where you have to rely on just yourself because no one else is going to save you, you're just not afraid to work hard. And so I graduated school when I was 21. The next day I had a job at a salon, and 6 months later I had a salon management position, and I felt like on top of the world, guys. Like literally I was like, oh my gosh, like I kind of own my schedule. I make tips. I make commission off of products. I, you know, am just doing all the things, and I feel good. And on my one day off, I would do laundry, and then my grandma and I would hop in the car and we would go to TJ Maxx and go shop the clearance section. So like something that was like under $10, like $10 and under, maybe $20 and under. And then we would go to the Olive Garden and have endless soup and salad for like $7. And that was like living the dream. Seriously, that was like the first taste of like freedom and keeping my head above water that I've ever had in my whole entire life. And I'm talking like a $20 head above water. And we were still super broke. I mean, it was just ridiculous. And so when Will and I got married, and literally right after we got married, you guys, like I got pregnant, and it was just so completely like unexpected and not a part of my plan. And I was just shook because I didn't really know what it meant. Like, I was like, I don't know, like, I didn't really think it was going to be a big deal. Like, honestly, like, I just didn't. I was like, I don't know, this is my career. This is what I wanted to do my whole entire life. So I'm just going to have this baby 2 weeks later. I'm going to be back in the salon. I literally told people in 2 weeks I will be back. I worked so hard for this. This is like everything I want. I was talking to our district manager about opening another salon in another town. Like, it was I was doing the things, you guys. And little did I know that when I became a mom, it would change my heart and soul forever and ever and ever. And that this is exactly what I was made to do. I mean, I truly just never for one second of my entire life dreamt of being a mom. I didn't say, oh, I'm going to have 3 kids and I'm going to do all these things. I never did that. I never did that. I cringed at the thought of having my own kids because that just wasn't something I thought I was equipped for. And so Levi's first year of his life was crazy. You guys, I had him in 2012, and I made the hard choice after 2 months of just like scraping by the skin of my teeth to stay home as long as I could for maternity leave. And the salon called me and they said, listen, we can only guarantee your management position for a total of 8 weeks. And then you have to come back full time over 40 hours a week. And what's so crazy is looking back now, I realize how she was specifically trying to push me out. You know, that is one reason why I love network marketing so much, is that you're just surrounded by such an incredible, loving community, people who encourage you, who want you to do well, who want you to be able to live your life and be the mom and the daughter and the wife and the son and the brother and the dad, like whatever, that you want to be and still be able to build a business in the nooks and crannies of your day, like a real income, you guys, just night and day. And so I made the hard decision that wasn't so hard, honestly, to step down from my management position, which was our main income, because right when I got first pregnant, Will actually lost his union carpentry job. And so he was making about $40 an hour, I think, and maybe it was less than that, but like that was a big income. And still, like, he lost his job right away when I was pregnant, and we lost our insurance. And next thing you know, my salon job that honestly is just paying me like not even $2,000 a month, I was only making $17,000 a year, was like our for sure income. And it was so scary and it was so much pressure, because saying goodbye to my baby, handing him off to go drive, and I drove a lot, you guys. Oh my gosh, did I drive far. Handing him off to like try to, you know, like some sort of affordable childcare. Paying for all the things just to get to work. You guys, on a good month, I had maybe $150 left over. I was literally working just to go to work. And that is another thing that I love about network marketing. Is this a business in a box? I mean, yeah, I guess if you want to look at it. But what I love is that, like, if I wanted to open like a, because I sell supplement, right? Like products, like health and wellness, right? So if I wanted to open up like a storefront, I'm paying for rent and the electric and all these bills. I have to go purchase the products first, stock the shelves, and hope that people are going to come in and work super hard to do what? To market anyways. So in the age of 2020, we are in social marketing. 90% of our business is built, 99 honestly, is built through social media. So here I can live in the middle of nowhere in Tennessee and get customers from California, from Canada, from, you know, the UK, from any other state. 99% of my customers come from completely different states, people who I don't know, who I've connected with through social media. It is beautiful and amazing. And that is just, again, another thing that I love about network marketing, because you have no limits. And you guys, unlike my mom who had to go buy a huge stock of products, I feel a sneeze coming in. Unlike my mom who had to go buy a huge stock of products and cross her fingers that she could sell it, it's just not like that anymore. So for those of you guys who have been so afraid, you've been hanging around that stigma where you're going to have to go spend $1,000 on inventory or $500 on inventory or $400 on inventory, it's just not a thing. With our company, you guys, you're able to start your business for $99 that gives you your, quote, license to sell basically. You're going to be able to get discounts on all the products, so you're going to get the VIP membership. on all the products. You're able to earn bonuses, cash, commission, all of these things. You have the opportunity to do that. So why is there a weird stigma? Because you guys, in a world where like you're gonna get ridiculed, it doesn't matter if you're trying to go be an astronaut. If you told your mom or a friend that I'm gonna go to school to be an astronaut, they would look at you and be like, are you out of your mind? So why do you expect them to do something different when you say, I'm gonna go start my business with this company, with this girl, Jade? They're gonna say, are you out of your mind? It's no different. When you go to do different things, like really big things, like really huge shoes to fill, and it's exciting, people are gonna doubt you. And so you have to get over that. And some people can't get over that. Some people cannot get away from the limiting beliefs of other people. They just can't shake it off. And so it's just no thing to spend $99 on a business and do absolutely nothing. When's the last time you went to Target and bought some clothes? You just never wore it. I think every single person has a closet that has like tags still on shoes or purses or like a dress or a pair of pants or something. We all do. And I bet you it equals $100, but no one bats their eye at those things. And so this is an income opportunity. You have an opportunity to work from social media, okay, to market these products in such a nonchalant way where you're sharing things in your stories, you're sharing things on your page, just literally me holding a bottle of like our Red's detox juice and just being like, this is how it tastes, this is how it makes me feel, and I love it. And through my own experience, people are like, yeah, I need that. Every single morning I go on my stories and I show how I'm making my coffee. I'm drinking my celery juice detox and people want it. So how will you make money with this? Just by following the steps that we give to you. And that's another thing that I love about what we do is that the steps are laid out for you. They are laid out for you. So you just have to do it. So if you invest in this business, and yeah, like it's not a lot of skin in the game, it's $99. And at the end of the day, you've wasted $99 on worse things. So you can cop out at any time, right? But what if you didn't? And what if you treated this so seriously? What if you treated this like you had no other option and you have to make this work, or you have to make this work because you don't have any other choice? Because that's how I felt when I started this business. I found this business in a mom group. A girl messaged me. I was complaining on a post where someone was talking about, you know, how to save or make more money. And this girl messaged me and said like, hey, I think this might be for you. And I looked into it and I just felt this tug at my heart that this might be the right thing. And I'm gonna tell you what, it was the right thing. It was the right thing because like, what did I tell you before? I'm already a go-getter. I'm not afraid of hard work. I'm not afraid to rely on myself, but I don't have to rely on myself because of the supporting community that's just gonna give you help and support. But you've gotta accept that help and support. You've got to accept that help and support, okay? So you guys, starting my business, I was able to reach my goal literally right away because I wasn't afraid to talk to people. I wasn't afraid to put myself out there. And that's not a skill that we are taught from a young age. It's just something that you have to be willing to do. And once you put that foot outside your comfort zone and you start to realize nothing's going to harm you, it's not that bad, all of a sudden you're not afraid to put your whole self in and just go for it. And that's where the beauty and the magic comes. And so, yeah, like, was I able to replace my full-time income? Yes. Yes, I was. Okay. And if you guys want to see how much, like, what the average, like, income is for every single person at every single rank, you can go to our It Works website. I think it's itworks.com/IDS, and you can look at our income disclosure statement. And you guys want to know something, and correct me if I'm wrong, 94% of people get a paycheck from It Works. 94%. It might be like 94.3 or 94.6. So almost 95% of the people who join this business are getting a paycheck. And the ones that are not, it's because they got it and then they just didn't do anything because Susie, Sally, and their mom gave them crap and they got scared and listened to all this, oh, it's a scam, you know, from their mom who did the envelope scam in the 1970s. You guys, we can't carry the traditions of our parents and our grandparents. We ask them how to boil water. We ask them certain things about helping relieve gas with our kids, right? But you would never call them to say, hey, how do I download this app on my phone and get it to work? Why? Because they don't understand it. this is a day and age where things are just so different. So even if they joined whatever company 45 years ago, it's just not the same, because had they been able to be born in this day and age, they would have had such a greater opportunity to build a huge, huge income all over the world right from their phone. But that's not something that they understand. And so for them, it is easy to say, well, that must be a scam because that sounds too good to be true. Well, it is true because it's 2020. People are educating from their phones. They're ordering food from their phones. They're calling for a ride from their phones. We're scheduling plane rides from our phones and trips and learning from our phones. Like, it's real, and it's a real thing. You know that. You know that. So you guys, I love so much what I get to do because I am my own boss, meaning I get to choose when I work. You know, I work in the nooks and crannies of my day. I work while my kids are running around crazy. And when they sleep, and I get to at night spend time with my husband and do trainings with my team. And you guys, when you get started in this business, you have so much help and support. And I always like to say that if you know that you're going to have all the help and support in the world, you know that you can do this. Why? Because we don't treat you like you're supposed to know anything. We truly help you get started and show you all the steps to take to be able to make your first post, have your first conversation, how to talk to people, how to seal the deal. So we know you're scared. We know you're nervous because we've been there. I remember being so scared, so nervous, calling my up line saying, okay, like someone wants to know information about our cool contouring wraps. I don't know what I'm doing. What do? And them saying, okay, it does this and it's this much, and them completely walking me through the conversation. I had that. So you guys, if you've been wanting to put your best foot forward and just give this a shot, again, this is an income opportunity. Is it guaranteed? No, it's not. It's not guaranteed, but guess what? You can get a job at Target, but if you do not show up for work, they're not going to pay you. They're not going to pay you. So if you are willing to show up, if you're willing to put yourself out there, if you're willing to be so open-minded and willing to grow, this can be for you, because there's just truly nothing different than me, than you, other than the fact that I've gotten started and you haven't, or maybe you have and you haven't just dove all in. So you guys, I'm just so grateful that you listened to this. Please reach out to me on Facebook, on Instagram. You can text me 815-701-1214. Reach out to me and let me know if you would be interested in this business, if you are not already in it, to see if this would be a good fit for you. You guys, I hope this inspires you to want to do network marketing and take a run with it. It's blessed so many lives, and I know for sure that you will have the same opportunity I did to be blessed by it as well.